Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a developer's surprising journey from a sprawling multi-monitor setup back to a single focus screen. Let's dive in.
I'm excited to discuss this, but I have to admit, I am skeptical. I'm so used to my dual monitors. The idea of going down to just one, it feels like a major downgrade in productivity.
I totally get that. And that was the initial thought process here. The goal was to have the most screen real estate possible. The setup evolved from an ultra-wide with a secondary monitor to a regular dual monitor setup. The idea was to see everything at once, you know?
Exactly. Code on the main screen, documentation or the live web app on the side. That's the classic setup. What went wrong?
It sounds perfect on paper, but it turned out to be a real, literal pain in the neck. Constantly turning your head from the primary screen in front to the secondary one on the side led to significant neck pain over time. It just wasn't ergonomic.
Ah, the dreaded monitor neck. I think we've all felt that at some point. So the primary motivation for switching wasn't about productivity, but about physical comfort.
Precisely. Any perceived productivity boost was completely wiped out by the physical discomfort. It became clear that the only truly ergonomic setup was a single screen, dead center. The challenge then became, how do you replace that physical second screen?
Okay, that's the big question. How do you replicate that functionality? You can't just get rid of the need to see documentation or switch between apps.
The solution was to go virtual. Instead of moving your neck, you use your keyboard. The first tools explored were tiling window managers, which are designed for this exact purpose, organizing windows and workspaces with keyboard shortcuts.
Right. I've heard they're legendary on Linux, but the author here is a Mac OS user. How did that go? Because, my experience with those on a Mac has been a bit clunky.
You're spot on. That was the exact conclusion. They worked, but they felt awkward on Mac OS. This led to a much simpler and, honestly, more elegant solution using an app called Raycast.
Raycast. I love Raycast, but I mostly use it as an application launcher. How does it replace a second monitor?
It all boils down to setting up custom keyboard shortcuts, specifically using something called a hyperkey. Have you ever heard of that?
A hyperkey? That sounds intense. Like something for a spaceship. What is it?
Haha, it's actually a brilliant concept. You reassign a key you rarely use, like caps lock, to be a combination of all four modifier keys at once, control, shift, option, and command. This means any shortcut you create with the hyper key will almost never conflict with existing system or application shortcuts.
Whoa, okay, that's a game changer. So you create a whole new, conflict-free layer of shortcuts. What are some examples of how it's used in this workflow?
It's incredibly intuitive. For example, the setup described is hyper plus T jumps instantly to the terminal with NeoVim and Tmux. Hyper plus B switches to the browser. Hyper plus M pulls up the music player, like Spotify. Instead of a head turn, it's a finger twitch. It's just as fast, if not faster.
That is actually brilliant. So you're not moving windows, you're just summoning the exact application you need instantly. But what about when you genuinely need to see two things at once, like your code and a specific web page?
Great question. Raycast also has window management features. You can set up shortcuts to snap a window to the left half of the screen and another to the right. But an even cooler trick mentioned is installing frequently used web apps like YouTube or GitHub directly onto your computer.
Wait, you can do that? Like, they become standalone applications?
Exactly. You can do it with Chrome or Safari. The web app then shows up in Raycast just like any other program. So you could assign, say, Hyper plus G to instantly open your GitHub dashboard. It makes web tools feel native and accessible with a single keystroke.
My mind is a little blown right now. I'm already thinking about my own workflow. Beyond the ergonomics, were there any other maybe unexpected benefits to this single screen life?
Oh, absolutely. Three big ones. First, concentration. By only looking at one application at a time, there's way less distraction. Your eyes aren't darting over to a Slack notification or an email that just popped up on the other screen.
I feel that. My second monitor can often become a distraction monitor. It's a real focus drain. What's the second benefit?
Aesthetics and minimalism. The desk is just cleaner. The MacBook can stay in clamshell mode, tucked away, and you just have that one beautiful monitor in front of you. It reduces physical and mental clutter.
I can definitely see the appeal of that. My desk is a jungle of cables and stands. And the third?
Portability. The workflow on the go, with just the laptop screen, becomes identical to the workflow at the desk. There's no more feeling handicapped or less productive when you're not at your main battle station, because you're already used to efficiently managing your workspace on a single display.
That's a powerful point. It creates a consistent working environment no matter where you are. So, is this the end of the journey? Or is there more experimentation on the horizon?
The journey never ends. The author is planning to dive deep into the world of Linux and its superior tiling window managers. They've even started setting up Ubuntu in a virtual machine to play around with it, with the eventual goal of a dedicated Linux machine.
Of course, the quest for the perfect keyboard-driven workflow is eternal. It sounds like this whole philosophy also ties into some other projects, right?
It does. The author is building a course platform called Terminal Hackers, aimed at people who love building things on the terminal. The very first course is a perfect fit, a complete beginner's guide on setting up NeoVim from scratch to build your own custom IDE. It's all part of the same ethos of creating a personalized, powerful, and efficient environment.
This has been fascinating. You've taken me from a complete skeptic to someone who is seriously about to unplug one of their monitors. To recap, it's about using a single monitor for better ergonomics and focus, and replacing the lost screen space with lightning-fast keyboard shortcuts through tools like Raycast and the HyperKey.
You've nailed it. It's a personal solution, but the principles of prioritizing comfort, focus, and efficiency are universal. A really compelling case for less is more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.